Hearty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
The National Basketball Association champion Cleveland Cavaliers have been honored and celebrated at the White House here in Washington by President Barack Obama.
Welcome to the White House and give it up for the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. That's right, I said world champion and Cleveland in the same sentence. Start winning their first 10 games in the playoffs, setting record after record for three-point shooting. Obviously, what this all comes down to is a team that for the first time in NBA history comes back from being down 3-1 in the finals. The first team in history to dig themselves out of a hole like that.
President Obama is a big basketball fan, and he reserves special praise for Cavaliers star LeBron James.
When you see LeBron James, it is not just his power and his speed and his vertical. It is his unselfishness. It is his work ethic. It is his insistence on always making the right play. It is his determination, all of which makes him one of the great players of all time. And you saw it in those last three games. Put up some of the most staggering statistics in finals history. He did it the year before, despite injuries, dragging his team along to make a very competitive series. You saw it when this kid from Akron broke down and fell to his knees when he realized that he had finally fulfilled a promise that he had made all those years ago and delivered that championship back to Northeast Ohio.
LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers will be back on the court later Friday night when they play my beloved Washington Wizards at the Verizon Center Arena, located just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. The Cavs are off to a strong start with 6 wins in their first 7 games. While my Wizards have been less than magical, they have 2 victories and 5 defeats. In NBA results Thursday night, the Golden State Warriors scored a 125-101 road victory over the Denver Nuggets. 2-time league most valuable player Stephen Curry had a game-high 33 points, including 7 3-point baskets. Earlier this week, Steph set a NBA record by making 13 three-point shots in a game. In a matchup between 2 California-based clubs, the Los Angeles Lakers beat the host Sacramento Kings 101-91. After 8 consecutive losses, the New Orleans Pelicans got their first win of the season, a 112-106 road victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Anthony Davis had a team-high 32 points for the Pelicans. And in one more NBA result, Dwayne Wade and the Chicago Bulls beat the host Miami Heat in Florida 98-95. It was a winning return to Miami for D. Wade, who played 13 seasons for the Heat. D. Wade turned a debated foul call into 2 big free throws with about 14 seconds left in the game to help the Bulls win. Earlier, we heard President Obama talk about LeBron James delivering a championship to Northeast Ohio. Well, in Central Ohio, later Friday night, The U.S. men's national soccer team takes on regional rival Mexico in a big 2018 World Cup qualifying match. The game will take place in Columbus, Ohio, a venue that's been friendly to the Americans when it comes to World Cup qualifying matches against the Mexicans. In 2001, 2005, 2009, and 2013, the USA has beaten Mexico in Columbus in World Cup qualifiers. The final score in each of those matches, 2-0. Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made controversial comments about Mexican immigrants during his campaign. The USA's head coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, was asked at a news conference in Columbus whether the election of Trump would affect the game atmosphere Friday night.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, football worldwide, you know, is a sport that connects people, that, you know, gets people together. And you have always this healthy competition. Now, this is a big rivalry. It's a big clash. Like, you know, in Europe, you have Germany, Holland, or you have France against Spain. You have Brazil against Argentina and these games. And I think over years now, they noticed in Europe and in South America that there's a very, very special rivalry that has developed in Northern America here with Mexico and the U.S. So it's purely a sporting event. A game of respect. We have a lot of respect for Mexico and their people and their team and their coach. So I think this is the wonderful side of sports. It brings people together.
Jurgen Klinsmann mentioned the Brazil-Argentina rivalry. The Brazilians had the upper hand Thursday in the latest installment of that rivalry. Five-time World Cup champion Brazil beat visiting Argentina 3-0 in a qualifier for Russia 2018. The Brazilians got goals from Coutinho, Neymar, and Paulinho to extend their successful streak under new coach Tite to 5 matches. Brazil is at the top of the table in South American World Cup qualifying with 24 points from 11 matches. Argentina has 16 points and is currently in 6th place outside the continent's 4 automatic spots at the 2018 World Cup. In Thursday's other South American World Cup qualifying results, Colombia and visiting Chile played to a scoreless draw. Host Uruguay beat Ecuador 2-1. Peru scored a big 4-1 road victory over Paraguay. And Venezuela routed visiting Bolivia 5-0. Energetic Andy Edwards is in Greece for coverage of Sunday's Athens Marathon. And energetic Andy caught up with one of the top Kenyan runners ahead of the race. Here's Andy.
Luka Rotich is one of the hot favorites for the Athens Marathon on Sunday. He's in good form. His best is 2:08. He ran that in Ottawa in Canada 3 years ago. Now, the course record in Athens, it's a tough course, is 2:10. Luka, people say that you come here to try and break the course record of 2 hours 10, but do you feel confident about running so fast?
Tomorrow, maybe I will try my best because of the hard work that I've been doing. So hopefully to run good here and run my best time.
You know that it's the Olympic marathon course that you'll be running on, and it's hilly, it's up and down. Do you do anything special in training to cope for that, or do you just rely on what you always do?
No, I'm doing in preparing good well, running in ups. Where I've been training is also in uphill, so I'll do my best to run maybe probably to do good under course record. It's fine. Yeah, I'll try.
In April this year, you ran 2:11 in Santiago in Chile. Now, that's at altitude. I mean, clearly, running 2:11 at altitude suggests that you can run considerably faster at sea level, which is Athens.
Yes. I ran 2:11 in San Diego because of the altitude is hot areas. So maybe here also I will run maybe under course record 210 because of the sea level, maybe.
Just for those of us who have never run a marathon at altitude, as you did in Santiago in Chile earlier in the year, how does that feel like? Of course, you're an elite runner, but just give us, the rest of us, a feeling of, is it that much harder at altitude?
Yeah, it's not much harder because of the... where I'll be training also is high altitude, so I hope it's not be much difficult for me. I'll do good.
Okay, Luka Rotic, as I said, one of the favourites for the Athens Marathon title on Sunday. All the best for the race. Thank you, Luka.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And thanks to the energetic Andy Edwards for that interview with Luka Rotic in Athens, Greece. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moweta, says Ugandan boxer Sharif the Lion Bogere will be back in the ring December 2nd when he takes on American Hyland Williams in a 10-round non-title fight in Las Vegas. Namdi adds that also on December 2nd, one of Ghana's top fighters has a difficult bout lined up in the Russian capital, Moscow.
I want to take our listeners back to the fight with Robert Easter against Richard Kumbe of Ghana. We all believe that Richard Kumbe of Ghana got robbed in that fight and the whole world saw it. That fight was on television. Now the IBF mandated that there must be an elimination. The winner will and must fight Robert Easter, who is the current champion. The contenders are Richard Kumbe and David Shafikov from Moscow. You ask yourself, how come the African is going again into the lion's den for a Mission Impossible fight? Because the promoter put up the money. This fight will not even be on TV, which means there's a very good chance of another robbery in Moscow come December 2nd.
Now, Kumbe has said he would love to fight in Ghana, Namdi. Why isn't that happening?
Well, the fight went to a porous bid, and the promoter from Russia used their front promoter from Florida and won the bid, and the highest bid was $85,000, and Richard Kumbe's promoter's bid was $43,000. If things were good in Africa or in Nigeria, the Sports Commission of Ghana or the Boxing Commission will have teamed up with Kumbe's promoter and bid maybe like $90,000 or $100,000, and the fight will end up in Accra, Ghana. But hopefully in the coming year, we'll get to see things like this happen. What's going to happen in December 2nd, in Russia will be another robbery. The only way Richard Kumbe can win this fight against David Shafikov is by knockout. And like I said, this fight is not on TV. So what happens in Moscow will stay in Moscow.
All right, let's go to Manchester, England now, Namdi. December 10th, IBF heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua puts his belt on the line against 34-year-old Eric Molina. I know Joshua wanted to fight Klitschko. Why Molina?
Well, Molina, we all know here in America. But remember, Sonny, we have an American cable network that paid a lot of money to sign Anthony Joshua to an exclusive deal. Showtime, we're talking about. Molina has fought Areola. Molina went to Warsaw, Poland, with a one-punch knockout, knocked out Thomas Adamack in front of his own people. So he's a tough Mexican-American warrior from Texas.
The Deontay Wilder fight, I fought five rounds. I don't know if Anthony knows, I fought five rounds with a busted ankle. So everything you saw in that fight was done on one ankle. So that's the type of fight that I'm coming in to give this young man here. I'm going to fight with everything that I got. If I'm hurt, if I'm conscious, I'm coming to fight. And I know that I could win the fight with one punch at any given moment. And that's a heavyweight game. That's why we're all here. That's why you guys are so excited about this young man. Because it's the heavyweight division, and anything could happen in any second.
Now we'll hear from Anthony Joshua, who says he's really not thinking about Vladimir Klitschko right now.
I don't even really want to mention Klitschko too much at the minute, as that's not the relevant opponent. You know, I've got Eric Molina, you know, who's going to be across the ring from me December 10th, who's a tough competitor. When I look at it, I think he was the toughest out of the few, so I thought that's a good challenge for myself. And that's the man I've got to focus on. So I always knew I'd have someone who's game. And right now we're competing for a championship belt, so I think everyone's going to up their levels by 50 to 60%. So the people I've seen and watched time and time again aren't the people I'm going to face. So I have to put Klitschko or David Price or whoever was in the pecking order side and focus on what's in front of me.
Namdi, what do you think about Klitschko Joshua? When do you think we can see that fight?
We're looking at March or April at the Wembley Arena or the Cardiff Millennium Stadium in the UK. But when we're talking about April and March and April, we're talking about rain. So we may end up seeing it at the Wembley with that has a retractable roof, and that would be a huge fight in the UK. So until we see Klitschko in the ring, that's when we believe this fight will happen, because he may end up with an injury and the fight postponed again. It's a big fight for 2017, but homeboy from the UK must get past Eric Molina. Molina can punch, and you cannot let him off the hook. If you hurt him, he has to take him out immediately. If he hurts him in the first round, he must step in and just take him out, because you're going against a puncher, he can drop you anytime. A lot of fight fans believe that Anthony Joshua has not been tested, really. Nobody has got into his chin to know if he can take a punch. He may have what we call a China chin.
Namdi, the World Boxing Association has officially sanctioned a title fight between Vladimir Klitschko and Anthony Joshua, but it's in the super heavyweight class and not the heavyweight class. What's that all about?
Well, Sonny, for these organizations, your WBA, your WBC, your IBF, they make their money when they sanction fights, you know. Here is an organization saying, okay, we have what you call a super champion. And then we have what you call interim regular champion. Guess what? The regular champion and the interim champion, they will fight for the vacant title. Shannon Briggs against Lucas Brown from Australia. The super champion fights in April or March of 2017. Why do you have to have a regular interim champion when you're doing a super champion? Because the organization make their money from sanction fees and the intercontinental title. All these titles. That's why when we talk about this belt, we make a joke about it. We say it's not worth anything. It's a good example of what we talk about when we laugh about this belt. There's really no need for a regular champion or a regular title or interim title for these fights.
Namdi, earlier we heard Eric Molina say he fought five rounds with Deontay Wilder with a busted ankle. Where's Deontay Wilder in the heavyweight picture right now?
Well, if you remember, Deontay Wilder, his last fight, he's dealing with injuries, so he had to go through hand surgery. For a puncher, that's normal. Every puncher must have hand injury to deal with. Now he's planning on coming back against Hugh Fury. Hugh Fury is the cousin of Tyson Fury. So they're looking at March. That'd be another easy fight for Deontay Wilder. But he needs to come back soft and get ready for Anthony Joshua or any of the big boys.
That's one of the big boys in boxing commentary. I'm talking about Namdi Hollywood Moueta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. And we'll hear more verbal jabs from Namdi in the days to come, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports. Joining us once again here in Studio 22 is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Happy Friday and sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny, and happy Friday to you as well.
What's trending on this Veterans Day holiday here in the USA?
Well, let's start with that, with Veterans Day. Of course, it is the day here in the U.S. where we honor the men and women who've served in our armed forces. And among the people that we're honoring today, a lot of people on social media are honoring, are some famous sports stars who have served in the military. A name that many people may know from the National Basketball Association is David Robinson, NBA Hall of Famer, two-time champion, who attended the U.S. Naval Academy, served in the Navy after he was drafted, before he went on to have a very successful career in the NBA. Another more recent athlete who is being remembered is Pat Tillman. He was a football player in the National Football League with the Arizona Cardinals, and after September 11th terrorist attacks, left football to join the Army and serve as an Army Ranger, and he was killed in action in 2004 in Afghanistan while serving there. But there are also some famous names of sports legends of past years. Yogi Berra, of course, famous New York Yankees catcher, fought in World War II on D-Day. So a lot of people remembering him. And Ted Williams from the rival Boston Red Sox, one of the greatest hitters ever, actually missed three seasons of baseball during World War II so he could serve in World War II, and then also during the Korean War where he flew missions as part of the Marines. So a lot of veterans that were sports stars that people are remembering. And the teams are also remembering in their own way today and through the weekend. A lot of football teams are going to be wearing red, white, and blue special uniforms or camouflage kind of uniforms like the Army uniforms and having displays at their games where they're going to be honoring men and women who have served the country.
I'm looking through my Facebook feed now, Andrew, and I'm looking at a photo of Babe Ruth, the baseball great who served in the U.S. Army way back when, giving a salute. So you're right. Some of these sports legends do have military ties on this Veterans Day holiday. What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, we talked about on the show yesterday a big visit to the White House. Other than President-elect Trump, who went to the White House yesterday, we had the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to be feted by President Obama after winning their championship. So we saw a lot of social media from the players as they made that trip to the White House. J.R. Smith taking a selfie video said it was an incredible honor to be at the White House and meet the president. We saw a number of players taking selfies with First Lady Michelle Obama. And they even got in on a new internet trend. Now, there's something called the Mannequin Challenge, which I think is kind of silly, but it's an internet trend, so we'll talk about it. But basically, the idea is that you kind of freeze in place as though you're a mannequin, and people take a video of you as though you're a mannequin frozen. And so the entire team did this mannequin challenge and even got First Lady Michelle Obama in on it. So she's standing there frozen with the team. It all looks like they're laughing and pointing at things and having a good time, but they're all frozen in place. So that was a cool little video that they did before they went out and President Obama congratulated the team. And in those remarks, President Obama said some things that were getting some attention on social media. One comment in particular where he thanked the Cleveland Cavaliers for beating the Golden State Warriors, thereby preserving the 1996 Chicago Bulls as the greatest NBA team ever. Of course, President Obama is from Chicago, a huge Chicago sports fan, Chicago Bulls fan. So he thanked the team on behalf of their president. He said, thank you very much for keeping that team solidified as the greatest ever. So some fun jokes back and forth between the president and the team. And they presented him with a nice jersey that says Obama and 16 on the back. So a nice gift from the team.
Earlier in the show, Andrew, we heard some comments from President Obama praising LeBron James. I know I don't think the president has ever compared LeBron with Michael Jordan, but it might be interesting to see how he would rate those two.
Yeah, I think, you know, outside of the Bulls, which is his hometown team, I think he's a fan of LeBron. I think he's a fan of J.R. Smith, who he spoke about. Well, you know, he said, thanks for wearing a shirt. Because, of course, J.R. Smith, after they won, went shirtless for a little while in celebration. So he has a good rapport with these players. I think a lot of them are fans of President Obama, for sure. And they were very thrilled and, again, honored to be there at the White House.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, usually it's the stuff that happens on the court that we talk about as far as basketball and the achievements on the court. But there's something that happened in the stands last night at the Golden State Warriors game that's getting a lot of attention. It's gone viral on social media. And it's this, what they're calling Golden State Warriors mom. This woman got, you know, caught on the dance cam. They kind of pan through the crowd during the breaks and they tell people to dance around and they put them up on the Jumbotron. And this woman wearing a Golden State Warriors kind of Christmas sweater, just her dance move, she kind of goes and flails around and she's dancing and just crazy dance moves from this woman. So social media has really embraced this woman and they're calling her kind of a treasure and a hero. They're saying, okay, whose mom is this? That's what they were asking. And this one tweet, I love this tweet. You know, they said, in a country full of hate and violence right now, the Golden State Warriors, quote unquote, dancing mom is a blessing to us all. So it's a nice way to end the week. It's been a very contentious week in terms of politics and a lot of different things. But, you know, the internet is embracing this woman, whoever she is. You know, maybe this weekend we'll find her and we'll maybe she'll show up on some nightly talk shows or things like that. But if she does and she makes herself known on social media, we'll report on it on Monday. But thanks very much to Golden State Warriors mom, adding some levity to a crazy week.
And thank you, Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Have a good weekend, Andrew.
You too.
And that wraps up the November 11th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
During the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called on his countrymen in his famous Gettysburg Address to ensure that liberty shall not perish from the earth. His words have inspired many over the years, including millions in our nation's armed forces, who fought to preserve not only America's freedom, but that of other nations as well. Today, Veterans Day, America pauses to honor these men and women and the values of duty and sacrifice they represent. Long after they leave uniform, they symbolize what it means to be a citizen of a free land. The holiday, observed every year on November 11th, originated with the armistice that ended the First World War in 1918. The conflict, fought in Asia, Africa, scattered islands in the Pacific, and the waters off South America, as well as on the battlefields of Europe, was seen as the war to end all wars. But other wars followed, and in 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower expanded the holiday to honor all who have served in uniform, both in war and peace. Our government continues this effort to this day, with programs to help veterans leaving the military to find employment and ease their transition into civilian life. Honoring this sacred trust with America's veterans means doing all we can to help them find work when they come home, so they never feel as if the American dream they fought to defend is out of reach for them or their families, President Barack Obama said. At its core, though, Veterans Day isn't about war. It commemorates no battlefield victory or defeat. It celebrates no advancement of political or territorial ambition. Rather, it's a day of remembrance, echoing similar holidays in Great Britain, Canada, South Africa, and other nations that honor military veterans for their service and sacrifice.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
With your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.